Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine radio transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, March 2, 2026. We're gonna have the artist of the day, Rata Blanca. We're gonna be doing Argentine destinations, going to Ushuaia in the southernmost part of the country and the continent. And we'll be talking also about Martín Fierro, the cornerstone of Argentine literature. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency 5850 kHz, and also via our app for mobile devices, Digital RAE, that you can download for free from both Android and Apple stores. You can listen to us also via our webpage, rae.com.ar. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Both ways are okay for sending reception reports if you are DX. The email address is qslrae@gmail.com. And the address, I repeat, Maipú 555, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Let's get started now with some music, a track by Uña Ramos entitled The Port of Buenos Aires. Thank you.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents Ushuaia. Ushuaia, the southernmost city of the world, is located at the south end of Argentina, on the big island of Tierra del Fuego. At 2,377 kilometers away from Buenos Aires in the Beagle Channel, the city name is a borrowing from the Yamana native people and means.The bay overlooking the west. Within a majestic framework made up of seas, forests, lakes, and mountains, Ushuaia is an attractive city bearing an important service infrastructure, an elegant trade center, and a growing social and cultural activity. The 23 square kilometer surface refers to the only Transandean Argentine city, capital of the province of Tierra del Fuego, the Antarctic.And South Atlantic Islands. Gabriela Celeste Stickler, tourist guide since 1982 at the tourist office, tells us why Ushuaia is an attractive destination for tourists. To the north, Ushuaia limits with the Magellan Strait, baptized after its discoverer, the Spanish Adelantado.Who was trying to find a crossing that linked the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. Tourists coming to Ushuaia must know they will see the sea, forests, lakes, mountains and rivers, and an ochre-hue landscape in autumn.
Cielo sobre el tendal, teje tu nombre y el mío. Campo de colores, se cubre tu luz. Deja la lluvia caer y riega los suelos del sur. Moja la nueva cosecha que vendrá. Tu cuerpo calmaCielo sobre el tendal, teje tu nombre y el mío. Hoy se respira viento sur, ese que nace del frío. Horno de barro calienta el sol de los lugares perdidos. Campo de colores, se cubre tu luz. Deja la lluvia caer.
Attracted by the natural mysticism of the geography, tourists from all over the world come to Ushuaia by cruises that set anchor at the port during the summer season. Others land from planes that link Ushuaia to the rest of the world. Some of the attractions of the city of Ushuaia can already be appreciated before landing. When arriving by plane, passengers fly over the Beagle Channel. The site of the Marshall Glacier, one of the recommended excursions, surrounded by the last leg of the Andes mountain range with its ever-snow peaks, welcomes the tourists. Some of the excursions recommended by Gabriela are the museums of the native peoples, the Yaganis or Yamanas, or Selknam, in the northern side of the island, the Alagalufes and Kawesker in the Chilean area, and the Hosh in the Mitre Peninsula. The end of the world jail, where highly dangerous criminals and political prisoners were kept, is now a tour for the visitor to imagine the extreme conditions borne by the prisoners. Another must in our review is the train of the end of the world that took prisoners to the forest where they did jobs for the prison and the community. To arrive by plane at the International Airport in Malvinas, Argentinas, in Ushuaia, is already an awesome experience. To the right, a few minutes before landing, the Marshall Glacier, the last leg of the Andes Mountain, the Beagle Channel, and the bay in which the city cradles. The Marshall Glacier circuit can be made by taxi or by walking along one of the two existing trails. There is the log cabin tea house and a mountain refuge before the 40-minute walk that takes visitors not only to the glacier, but also to a privileged site of the bay and the Beagle Channel. The city tour takes tourists to visit the museums of the native peoples of the region, to know the history of the place. Yamanas, the inhabitants of Ushuaia, Selknam in the north side of the island, Hoj in the Mitre Peninsula, and the Alagalufes in the Chilean side. The Museum of the End of the World, also one of the most recommended places to have a quick go-through history. The jail, opened from 1904 to 1947, offers guided tours to discover the cells where famous and political prisoners were held. Once we complete the jail tour on the way to the National Park, we find the station of the train of the end of the world. The train runs along 4 kilometers with an audio guide, and we are told it was used to take prisoners to work in the forests. Another way to reach the city is by sea. The cruise season in Ushuaia starts by mid-September and ends at the beginning of April. These true majestic floating buildings take passengers eager to know the city, to go on tours and hired excursions. In the evening, bars such as the characteristic Dublin pub becomes real international centers like the casino or any of the restaurants in which tourists gather to taste the typical dishes of the region, such as lamb, hake, and spider crab. Visitors can go to the Dublin pub to share a chat, a drink or dinner with tourists from different places of the world while listening to different languages being spoken. The restaurant menu at the casino in Ushuaia offers the most typical dishes. Lamb from Tierra del Fuego, bred at the rural countryside of the island where quietness blends the animal's meat. The black hake, an Antarctic fish caught deeper than 1,000 meters depth. And the spider crab, a crustacean larger than a regular crab whose meat is quite tasty, making it a famous dish the world over. Yeah. Ushuaia counts on two recognized lighthouses. One of them, the San Juan de Salvamento Lighthouse, built in 1884 on the Isla de los Estados, which inspired the novel The End of the World Lighthouse, written in 1901 by Julio Verne, remarkable French writer, poet, and dramatist. No doubt the plot takes place at the Isla de los Estados, since the Ushuaia lighthouse had not been built by the time the novel was published. The other lighthouse, Les Éclaireurs, is located on a small island in the middle of the Beagle Channel. Built in 1920, it can be watched only from a vessel. Another attraction, 18 kilometers to the north of the city of Ushuaia, is the Valle de los Lobos, the Wolves Valley, that bears a water mirror known as Emerald Lagoon. The location captivates the tourists due to the landscape surrounding it, especially sportsmen of trekking and camping. Let's listen to Gabriela Steckler, our guide, who recommends three visits to us. While touring the national park, visitors must reach Cerro Huanaco to enjoy a panoramic view of the place and watch the condors after a three-hour walk. The next step has to be at Lake Asigami, from where the Darwin Mountains in the Chilean side can be appreciated. And finally, Bahía La Patalla, the La Patalla Bay, where bird watching is also an activity. One of the nearest places to visit, just meters away from the Ushuaia port, is the Islas Malvinas Square, a historical monument of the year 2000 along the city's seaside. The square holds a mural in which the names of the soldiers fallen during the Malvinas War had been carved. RAI, the Argentine radio to the world, presented Ushuaia. Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Matías Herrera-Igor. Your host, Miriam Turcula.
porque acá no se puede. Me vuelvo porque allá tampoco. Me voy porque aquí se me debe. Me vuelvo porque allá tan loco. Sur o no sur. Sur o no sur. Me voy porque aquí no me alcanza. Me vuelvo porque no hay esperanza. Me voy porque aquí se aprovecha. Me vuelvo porque allá me echa. Sur o no sur. Sur o no sur.
Sea la vejez, quisiera quedarme aquí en mi casa, pero ya no sé cuál es.
Sur o no sur.
Rai, Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて Argentina.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in the world.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai presents Artist of the Day. Today we are introducing the number one hard rock band from Argentina, the White Rat, Rata Blanca. Founded in 1987 by guitar virtuoso Walter Giardino, following his departure from the pioneer trash band V8, Rata Blanca didn't just play rock. They brought a mystical power metal elegance to the Spanish-speaking world. Giardino wanted to move away from the raw aggression of the underground and toward the more melodic technical mastery. Let us start at the very beginning with a track from their self-titled 1988 debut record. This song is a raw urban anthem featuring the first vocalist of the band, Saúl Blanch. And the song is called Chico Callejero, Street Boy. That grit you hear in Chico Callejero quickly evolved into something much more epic. To understand Rata Blanca, you have to understand Walter Jardino's musical DNA. He is a disciple of neoclassical rock. You can hear the heavy influence of Ritchie Blackmore's work in Deep Purple and Rainbow, blended with the lightning fast precision of Yngwie Malmsteen. By 1990, with the arrival of the iconic vocalist Adrián Barilari, the band released Magos, Espadas y Rosas, Wizards, Swords and Roses. This album was a cultural phenomenon in Argentina, selling over 5 million copies worldwide. It blended hard rock with medieval fantasy, and the next track we are going to play became an instant legend. It features a solo that every aspiring guitarist in South America has tried to master, a perfect marriage of baroque scales and heavy metal thunder. The song is The Legend of the Fairy and the Wizard, La Leyenda del Hada y el Mago, Rata Blanca en RAE.
Es que sabía muy bien que el
La leyenda del hada y el mago, probably the biggest song in the catalog of Rata Blanca, together with the next one we're going to play, which bring me to say that Rata Blanca wasn't just for headbanging. They achieved something few metal bands ever do, a massive crossover hit. Despite their heavy roots, the next song we are going to play became a radio staple, proving that Jardino's creations had a melodic heart that could capture the entire nation. It remains one of the most recognized songs in the history of Argentine rock, frequently appearing on all-time best lists across Latin America, and I'm talking about Mujer Amante, Lover Woman by Rata Blanca. That was Mujer Amante, Lover Woman, the biggest hit by Rata Blanca, without any doubt. And as the 90s progressed, the band's sound grew more robust and socially conscious. In 1991, they released Guerreros del Arco Iris, Rainbow Warriors, an album dedicated to the Greenpeace ship. It solidified their status as stadium rockers, capable of filling the Estadio Vélez Sarsfield, one of the greatest arenas in Argentina, a feat previously unheard of for a heavy metal act in the region. The title track became a rallying cry for a generation concerned with the planet's future. The band's aesthetic was always built on a foundation of fantasy. From their second album, this next track captures the essence of their castle rock style, a blend of heavy riffs and enchanting storytelling that felt more like a Tolkien novel than a typical rock record. From their second album now, let's listen to a little bit of El Sueño de la Gitana, the dream of the Gypsy Woman. We'll be right back. Like all great rock sagas, the band faced internal friction and a brief hiatus in the late 1990s. Walter Jardino spent some time in Europe, further refining that European metal sound that he loved so much. However, the flame never truly went out, and in the year 2000, Jardino and singer Varilari reunited, kicking off a second golden era for the band. They returned with a more mature, hard rock edge. Songs like Volviendo a Casa, meaning coming back home, symbolized the triumphant return to their roots and to their loyal fan base after years of separation. Volviendo a Casa, one of the many, many great songs by Rata Blanca, the band we are introducing today as Artists of the Day on Rai. And into the new millennium, in this second golden age of Rata Blanca, they continue to explore the genre. With the album La Llave de la Puerta Secreta, The Key of the Secret Gate or the Secret Door in 2005, they proved they could still deliver high-octane energy without losing their technical edge. This track that we're gonna play Circle of Fire, Círculo de Fuego, showcases the band's ability to maintain that classic 80s heavy metal spirit while sounding fresh for a new generation. By the year 2008, the band was leaning even harder into their epic influences, and they released The Forgotten Kingdom, El Reino Olvidado, which saw them collaborating with legendary figures of the genre. The album was a massive success, proving that even 20 years into their career, the White Rat still had teeth. The title track is a masterclass in power metal orchestration, featuring the kind of sweeping cinematic arrangements that would make Yngwie Malmsteen proud. This is Rata Blanca, the last track we play on today's edition of The Artist of the Day. El Reino Olvidado, The Forgotten Kingdom.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to mention that this English rendition of The Forgotten Kingdom is sung by Dougie White, which was one of the singers of the band Rainbow that we mentioned. It's one of the influences, or the early influences, of Giardino and Rata Blanca. And with this track, The Forgotten Kingdom, we put an end to today's edition of the Artists of the Day, introducing Rata Blanca.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE in English for this Monday, March 2, 2026. Our sound technician was Walter Danesi, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us tomorrow for a new program of RAE. Ciao.